Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
There is no sanity gauge at all.
Let's get ready for a date.
Cheers.
Usually I need a drink before a date because I'm like nervous, but I'm actually not nervous at all.
Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up in the phone book.
I've been single because no one is worth my time. I've been on dates, but nobody's made me, like, I'm having fun. I just feel like I've really come into my own these last 2 years. That I've been by myself, not having a man bothering me. Every time I have a date, literally feel like I need the whole entire afternoon to get ready. No, I need to start getting ready 5 hours before.
The fuck is he talking about?
You know, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with, it takes 5 hours for you to get ready because you don't love yourself and you don't like the way you look and you're fake, you're phony, and you're not a likable person based on, you know, a 15-second video. People try to project the fact that they're garbage on other people. So she will sit in front of the camera and talk about how bad men are, how boring men are, how none of them have grabbed your attention. You're not worth going on a date with. You're not worth being in a relationship with. All those guys wasted their time and all of them could do better than you.
He's out of line, but he's right.
Single, like I have, you get to a point where it's just like, I'm not going to settle for anything. That's why when I go on these dates, I'm just like you will be voted off the island after one date.
It's the happiest day of my life is what I'm saying.
So you're looking for perfection, even though you're the bottom of the barrel. It's a defense mechanism when they say they're not going to settle. When they start saying I'm not going to settle, that's when they know the guy that they want would never date them. That's when they, you know, take on that phrase, I'm not going to settle. It's when they've been thoroughly convinced that they're not getting what they want and they're never going to get what they want. So to maintain some type of sense of power, they could just keep saying, I keep going on all these dates, but none of them are measuring up.
This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening.
You're not good enough for the ugly, short, balding 45-year-old man who's a bagger at Lowe's. You know why? Because he's a decent human being and you're not. Remember, fellas, a woman's looks will never trump your character and integrity.
Okay.
Are given one shot. I've tried to do the thing where I'm like, oh, you know, maybe the first date didn't go that well, but like I should still give them the benefit. No, don't do that because you're gonna waste your own time.
A few moments later.
I'm not sure why nobody wants to speak up about this, but I guess I'll be the one to do it. There is a serious shortage of attractive, eligible, mentally stable, emotionally available men. We need to get a search party together. Figure out what has happened, where have they gone, and what do we do about this?
She has no friends, she's a loser, she's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow, so she has the intellect of a 9-year-old. All those guys that you really didn't want before, they'll happily take you now because the guys you want don't want you anymore.
Look, they're staying far away from you as humanly possible. There's a shortage of women with functioning brains. There's a shortage of women who aren't shallow. There's a shortage of women who aren't superficial. There's a shortage of women who don't have a mental illness. There's a shortage of women who don't have a body count in the hundreds. There's really a shortage. What are men doing about it? We're just staying the fuck away from dating. Here's the thing though, what makes her think she would be a good partner to that man that she's talking about anyway? Her history doesn't reflect that she would be. And why does she think she deserves this top tier man? I know why. Because she's not ugly and she got straight hair and she know how to take a bath. The bar's in hell for women. A woman has to really show and prove for me to give her value, any value. A pretty face means nothing to me. A banging body means nothing to me. I mean, it'd be cool to use for an hour. But other than that, it brings me no value to my life.
either I'm ugly, which is why guys don't talk to me, or I'm like too attractive that they're intimidated, which is why they don't talk to me. And I don't think I'm ugly, so I'm gonna go with option number two.
It was at this moment that she knew she fucked up.
Really? I told you, I think I said this before on my channel. Women think in extremes. They love extremes. One extreme or the other. What the hell does too attractive mean? I'm failing at dating because I look too good. That makes no fucking sense. Maybe it's the bull ring. Maybe guys don't like redheads. Maybe you have a insufferable personality. Have you ever considered that?
Of course not. Of course not. Of course.
If you never get approached by men in public or at a party or even on social media, this may be actually because
he knows just how goddamn stupid everything's about to get.
You are much more attractive than you thought you were.
Wow.
Did you know that we are much more reluctant to approach other women that are incredibly beautiful? Rather, we play it safe and we talk to people that are usually on our level. That way, the rejection most likely won't happen with someone that is just average to them.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
I'm living my nightmare. It is someone. It's in my head.
There are so many gorgeous women in public that simply never get the time of day from men. That is because if they get rejected by someone that is beautiful, that will hit them in a spot that is just unbearable. So instead of feeling down about the fact that you don't really get talked to at a party setting, or you rarely get attention from men on your Instagram stories, etc., it probably is that they are afraid to even talk to you.
Here are three signs that you're actually more attractive than you think. Number one, it might sound a little weird, but babies and young children stare at you. Yeah.
Think about how pathetic it is for your whole self-worth to be based on if guys want to use me as an S-doll. Do I look pretty enough for tall, hot guys to want to use my body for 10 minutes? That's what their whole self-worth and value is based on.
You don't know that.
And this is who we should respect? Respect women. No, why should I? Do women really believe doubling down on their ego when they're getting bad results is going to improve their results?
Yes.
Can you imagine a basketball player missing every shot that they ever take and they think saying, no, man, I'm good as Jordan is going to help it. Just keep doubling down that you're good as Jordan, even though you miss literally every shot you ever take. Instead of practicing or trying to get somebody to teach you a better technique, just double down on ego. Wow.
You radiate so much beautiful energy. So if you want to get any sort of attention, you may have to be the one to reach out to them first because you're simply too beautiful. I'm sorry.
Can we talk about how we are not the woman that's like ever approached in the friend group? More specifically, how you internalize it, how you deal with it.
I've never had a boyfriend. I've never had my first kiss. I've never had any of that. And growing up and even now, I was never the girl that people had a crush on. In fact, when I would tell boys I had a crush on them, they'd be like, ew, like, why do you have a crush on me? You're so ugly, whatever. It really messes with you because you feel like you missed out on such a huge part of growing up. Everyone that I know had a boyfriend. Everyone that I know had people that had crushes on them. And I never experienced that. And it made me feel like, oh, am I that ugly that nobody has any interest in me? And like, maybe the answer is yes, okay, whatever. But no human should feel that way. You know what I mean? And I don't want it to sound like I'm craving male validation. It's just that I've never had any validation. And when I talk about things like wanting a man to come up to me in public and say, oh, you're so pretty, people are like, what? That's so annoying. Like, I hate when that happens to me. But it's like, it's literally never happened to me. So
you lying ass bitch.
How about you focus on actually developing a personality and actually developing some character instead of worrying about if guys think you're pretty? You see how shallow they are, man? I don't believe for a second that this woman has never got any male validation. She's on the internet. She's obviously internet savvy. So I'm sure she got some social media pages. This woman is clearly above average looking. I'm sure some of you will argue with me in the comment section, but RB Sensei think this woman is above average. And I refuse to believe that no guy on social media has ever hit her up with a compliment. Does she really think people are this stupid?
Like, I'm not a pick me, but I've never been picked. So at least once in my life, can I just feel that? You know what I mean? And people could say, oh, it's because you're chubby. Oh, it's because you're unattractive, whatever. I used to weigh 110 pounds, okay, in high school. And nobody liked me. Nobody had a crush on me. Nothing.
She just made this video to farm compliments, you know, in her comment section from guys.
Bingo.
Due to the rising rent across the nation, I'm going to need a blue-collar man to adopt me and my children.
No.
We'll pack lunches, we'll do laundry, and you will definitely come home to a clean house every single time. Serious inquiries below.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, they'll do this for, you know, 3 to 6 months, you know, and then let the poop show begin. Yeah, single moms know they have to fake it for a little while before they get you locked in. But hell will break loose at some point, and you will regret the decision to have anything to do with a single mom. But this video is basically saying, yeah, I need help. The bills are kicking my ass, and I need, you know, a sucker, a blue-collar sucker to come in and help take care of some kids he didn't make. And I'll pretend to be a decent human being to you until I just can't do it anymore. But by that point, hopefully you will feel some type of weird obligation to stay. That's what this game is.
If anybody don't understand that, then God be with them. Go look up the history. Go look up the history. Ain't don't everybody believe in Google?
I just know he make a lot of money. I just know he got a girl at home who ain't got to lift a finger or pay a dime, and she stay home all day.
No, see, things always look greener on the other side, huh? I'm sure he makes $41,000 a year. And maybe he does have a stay-at-home wife, but they ain't balling. But maybe she really love him, and she appreciates the fact that she get to stay home, period, even if it isn't in a great house and driving a great car. She still understand that she's privileged. And she know that it takes work to make a relationship work, to make a household work. This woman who's talking in this video think, oh, she just sitting at home on TikTok scrolling. And she might pick up some stuff from time to time, and it's just life on easy mode. Women don't get it. There is no life on easy mode. There's ups and downs to every lifestyle. Even a rich man's wife lifestyle isn't what you probably think it is. And another thing, a man like this probably wouldn't want anything to do with a woman who record random people on the street and post it to her TikTok. Most women could get a guy to sit him at home while he go out and work and pay the bills. But it's not going to be an Instagram lifestyle. That's the problem for him.
That's a damn shame.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.